Okay.
We got a psukim today to go through. We got a beautiful Gemara. We got Tumah V'Torah coming up. We get to see a lot of different things. Real distant to Shas. Okay, so on the Tes Amid Aleph, we left off in the middle of the Sugya of Tztaka, different statements, some of Halacha, some of Haggadah, and we're up to the statement of Avasi. Amar Ravasi, Tes Amid Aleph, La'olam al yimna adam atzmo, milaseis shlishis ha-shekel b'shana. A person should always not give less. Don't hold back from giving this value of shlishis ha-shekel over the year. Interesting. A lot of diyukim one can make exactly what this means. La'olam al yimna adam atzmo. What is it? How does it have to do with the mitzvah of tzedakah per se? What is the mitzvah and what is this al yimna adam? Meanwhile, there's a pasuk that's quoted to support the statement. Shenemar, Be'amadnu aleinu mitzvos, Lases aleinu shlishis ha-shekel b'shana avodas beis elokeinu. So before we even start taking apart the la'olam and what he's trying to say, what is the context of this pasuk? So we give you the pasuk in the bottom of your gemaras, the new gemaras being tzukim, but we should get a larger context. It's always good to not just suffice that we can read the words with the right nikud, that's good enough. Sometimes, but it's always good to have perspective. It's an opportunity just to get our perspective. What is this referring to? What's it about? Tosus already fills us in a little bit. Afagav the haikra gabi beis elokeinu k'siv. The pasuk talks about giving to the beis hamikdash. Dana bedek habayis b'kosh gein tzedakah. Okay, so what exactly is all this about? So we all know, Ezra Nehemiah, you know, this much we all know, it's the tkufa of early Bayis Sheni. This is in the returning from the Golus Bavel, and they had begun to build some portion of the Bayis Sheni, maybe the foundations, and then there was a stop, and there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of turmoil in that historical period, and it's not just the fact that there were enemies looking to undermine, as described there in the Pesukim, in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, but also internally the spiritual state was very low. And there was a lot of laxity in mitzvahs. There was intermarriage and the like. And there are various assemblies that you find were brought together. There was the Rosh Hashanah assembly that we have in described also. And they were crying. They heard the Kriyas HaTorah of Ezra. And then you have another assembly here that's described in Nehemiah. And some of these psukim, actually, if you go back to the beginning of where it's described, you see these psukim in davening. I'm just going to give you an example. Because what we have here in our pasuk that the Gemara quotes is what is Nehemiah Yud, right? So just it's really connecting to all to before. So if you go back, capital Ches, Vayasvu Cholam Ki Isha Chad Alar Chobash Elf Nesha Hamayim. So that's describing the Kriyas HaTorah of Ezra. Okay, then you have, that's in Ches, and that's describing what happened in Rosh Hashanah, Ilchum Mashmanim, Simam Takim. Now you have the following, that's in Kapitul Ches. So that was a major His Oris Shuva. Now you have another assembly, this is Kapitul Tes in Nehemiah. Uviyom Esrim V'Abala Chodesh Hazeh, so this is all Tishrei. Nesu bnei Yisrael b'tzom v'sakim v'adom aleihem v'aybadlu zera Yisrael mikol bnei nechar v'yamdu v'yisvadu achatoseihem v'avonus habeseihem they did vidui and they read again in the Torah from part of the day and then you have this describing how they were praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch HaShem Elokeichem min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam v'baruch HaShem k'vodecha. And now everyone should be familiar with what comes after that. Ata hu Hashem levadecha ata sisas haShemayim shmei haShemayim b'chol tzvam. This part its way into our pesukim d'zimmer to our siddur. Ha'arzucha asher aleha ata hu Hashem elokim shebachata be'avram be'otzeisam yorkastim. Did you all know it's Nehemiah Tes? Yeah, did you know? Don't answer. Okay. If you look in the Oscar, they probably tell you the tzion on the bottom. But okay, who looks? Atahu Hashem Akim Shabachata Be'Avram B'Sizmir Kastim. Here a little another nugget of information. Listen to this. This is Pasuk Zayin. B'Sizmir Kastim Samta Shema Avraham Pasuk Ches. Listen carefully. U'matzah says Levavo Namun Lufanacha V'Chos Yimah Abris Leseret Zaknan Yechit Yimori. For whatever reason, strangely enough, the chazan pauses, ki'ilu stops. Matzas es babon emon fanacha, and then v'charesim abris, everyone starts again. The reason is given is because at the time of Bris Mila, they used to have a responsive reading from v'charesim abris all the way through the end of Az Yashir, like a nice old minhag. So because of that, probably it became now common that they always have a hefsik for the chazan. It really shouldn't be a hefsik. It's really one pasuk. Right, matzas with the vav and nemah v'nacha v'chavsim abris is all the same pasuk. God says, "Aknan yachite mori." And the next pasuk, "Vateyas enav sin b'tzrayim." The next pasuk, "Vatit nosos smoksim far v'chavadav." Vatas Hashem kayam azeh. And the next pasuk, and again we go until this pasuk, "Vayom b'kati lefneim," and so on. V'esrufim mishkan b'sos k'mo end b'mayim azim. Okay, then we go to Vayosha and then Az Yashia. So this is all in our davening. Okay, let's go on. So he continues, Nehemiah continues. You gave them this, you broke him through the yam, you took him through the yam soup, you gave them the anani kavod, you spoke to them, and you gave them mishpatim yisharim, and then pasuk yudal, that's taken in the nusach hatfilah, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos kachach alehem hodata. Right, we had this last Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, a month ago, Shabbos HaChodesh, right? The closing bracha of the middle bracha is Shabbos Kachacha, right? Shabbos Kachacha lehem hodata. V'chukim v'chadash lehem kavata. So this is the pasuk. V'shabbos Kachacha lehem hodata lehem. U'mitzvus v'chukim v'sorah tzivisa lehem. V'lechem yishamayim nasata lehem. All right. And meanwhile, we have unfortunately failed in our task. He's ma'or people with the tshuva. Hashem, we did so much for us, and we haven't reciprocated. V'heim v'avosam hezidu v'ayakshu es arpam v'losham es mitzvosecha v'yimoanu ishmo v'zachu nifrosecha. And you gave them the man, and you gave them the eretz sichon v'og, and you had many descendants of Kari Yisrael hebeisa kechovei shamayim. You gave them this land, and they conquered all these cities. Mulem Kotub and Nebach Vayamru Vayimidubach Vayashrichus Torah Regavam, that's Neviyacha Haragu, maybe the Zachariah Hanavi that we mentioned yesterday in Shir, but and then you gave them over to the and handed them to the enemies, and they did bad again and so on. They tried to get them to tshuva, and even though through it all, Rachanecha Harabim Loasi some kala Veloazavtam Ki Kel Chanav Racham Ata. We're getting close to our pasuk. Don't worry. We know this from our davening also. All here in Nehemiah test, into the pasuk. And, okay. So now we get to Kapitul Yud, which is where we're going to get to our pasuk, okay? It's all connected. Kapitulach are not from us, so it's all connected. Right? Kapitulach are not Jewish. And then you have people who signed on. Okay, now they make pledges, they make commitments, and if it can't just be stam tshuva tshuva chet chet chet, it has to come kabbalah ba, it has to lead to something. So they make commitments, and the commitments are, and here we get to soon our commitment over here of lasis tshishas hashekel. That's the context. So they make commitments, they realize that they failed in this and that and the other thing. Machzikim rachim adireim uvoim ba'olo v'shvul alechis b'toras ha'olokim asher nitna b'yad Moshe v'et olokim v'lishma v'lasas kol mitzvot Hashem ha'adunayinu mishpata v'chukav v'asher lo nitein b'nosein olami ha'aretz v'es b'nosein monikach not to intermarry. V'amei ha'aretz ha'mavim es ha'makochus v'chol shever b'yom ha'shabbos limkor lo nikach mehem b'shabbos. We're not going to do transactions, commerce, business on Shabbos. Some of this is not a deraisa, but even so, as the Rabbag points out, Zachu ksas prati mitzvah such nichshu behem, kmo ischatin begoyim, vasos nekach umemka b'shabes, abishen yisuro elmite b'sofrim. Nekach umemka b'shabes is not deraisa. Fishu mevi lavra al yisra Torah, kmo aksiva shu malacha, keli ta ksiva. So they mekabo would have to do nekach umemka and Shabbos. Uviyo, and what else are they committing? The nitosh es hashana hashvius, those who went on shvius trip, wake up. The nitosh es hashana hashvius, we're going to abandon the fields. Again, why was this kept over the period of Bayis Rishon? We all know, was it kept? No, that's the psukim in the Yirmiyahu railing against, and the pasuk already tells us that they didn't keep Shemitah, says the Ralbach further. Nitisha Sashana Shvias Husha Yashmitu Yidemikar Koseim Baleim Shiyu appears to Mohefker Moshebiyanu, and that was again things that they violated. Umasa Choyad, that means canceling debts. That's Shmitas Ksafim. Okay, now comes the next pasuk that's quoted here. Right after the Nitosh Sashana Shvias Umasa Choyad, the Hamadnu Aleinu, what? Mitzvos. And we commit to give Shlishes HaShekel B'Shana for Avodas Beis Elokeinu from the money. But interesting, the next pasuk, Tosfos just says Berek HaBayis, I don't know. The next pasuk, L'Lechem HaMareches U'Minchas HaTomid, unless it means, because it ultimately it's not just, it's going to go for the Karbanos too. And more he has after this, they're going to bring Bikurim and they're going to bring Challah. This is basically the context ending here at the end of Kapitel Yud. Okay? So this is a beautiful assembly of Nechemya. What exactly is our Gemara doing? Quoting this pasuk taken from this larger story and saying that this is not just specifically a commitment that went for those Jews at that time. This is defining the mitzvah staka in some way. Al yimna adam nilases. So first of all, what does that mean? Is the mitzvah staka is fulfilled lechatchila with shlishes hasheker? And what's the le'olam? And what is the? How do we apply this to staka? So Tosfos already says, afagav da haikra gavi beso kenuksid haynu bedek habayis. Tosfos starts by saying bedek habayis. That's what initially the funds are for. Koshkein stuck. What's the Olam? There's a Bach. And the Bach is medayik something in the Rambam. So maybe look at the Rambam first. We'll see. One of the pshatim of the Bach is based on Lashon HaRambam. So the way the Rambam codifies this halach is very interesting. Let's see it. Find it. Perek Zayin, right? Yeah. The Rambam says as follows in Perek Zayin Halacha Hei Matas Aniyim. Ba ani v'shal dei machsoro ein yad hanosi maseges. If you afford it, you're supposed to give, quote, dei machsoro. If you can afford it, and money comes to you, not the kupa shod stuff, but money comes to you, your chiv is to give, if you can afford it, to give what his needs are, to fill his lacks. Dei machsoro sheyachsoro. If you can't afford that, you give according to your means. No sin kifia sagas yado. And how much, up to how much? This guy needs $1 million. You're not a millionaire, right? So the answer is, ad chamesh chamish nechasa, mifmena mufchar. Ideally, two times nicer. In other words, a chomesh. The echad me'asara b'nechasa beinani. A beinani is to give a tenth. Pachas mikan, ayin ra. You're stingy. Okay, but now the Rambam goes off of that and says our Gemara, Ula olam al yimna adamat moshlishes hashekel b'shana. V'chol hanosein pachas mizeh lo kiyei mitzvah. V'afir onya mesparis minat staka, chay v'itin staka la'achir. Even someone who himself is getting staka, she gives staka. So now, tucked away in this Rambam is this Gemara. The Rambam starts by saying you give, ideally you give kifi, that's earlier halach in the Rambam here. And if you can't afford that, you give as much as you could afford, up to a fifth. And if you give up to a tenth, that's beinani, less than an ayin ra. Okay, ayin ra it is, but in terms of being ma'akev, you could say, lo kiye mitzvah, that's this gemara. What you have in this pasuk in Nechemya is a klal and staka, that if altogether over the course of the year, it doesn't amount, you have to do the math at first in terms of converting this, but the shlishes hashekel, that's the minimum, that short of that, there's no kiyum mitzvah stuff. Okay, so every day you can give a little bit, and it'll add up over the course of the year. And if you don't have a neem in your city, so how are you going to have this fulfilled? How are you going to fulfill tzedakah? So the Ritva adds, you'll find other neem. There's always a neem somewhere, right? Says the Ritva, afi le'olam, and he's probably also midayk the le'olam. What's the le'olam here? Afi le'ka aniyim ba'asrei, yitnenu aniyya yiracheres. And he adds, who can negit chatzi shekel that will chayv tumas halishka? See, this shushas shekel is, okay, they changed the amount, maybe they added it to it. or they, you know, they sort of, whatever, they tweaked it. But there was halacha to give machzor shekel for the karbanos, or tumas halishka, that they were toring for the karbanos. El shosifu almidos. So this is connected that. That is a paradigm in tzedakah. The Ritva seems to learn the La'olam. If there's no aniyim, you'll find aniyim. That's the La'olam of the Ritva. But maybe the La'olam of the Rambam can mean, that's what the Bach tries to do. He says, because the Pasuk is discussing a second davar, the Pasuk is discussing Beis Elokeinu Bedek HaBayis. Okay, so finish. We don't have it today. So what do you, nothing to talk about. No, La'olam. La'olam means not just Bisman HaBayis, says the Bach. Achshav HaBayis Charev. Nevertheless, even shlobefnei abayis al yimna. That's one point, and that is another point. And this also could be maybe more meduik in the Rambam. Inami la'olam, even if you don't have very much, you don't have enough to pay demachsoro, you don't even have enough to give a chomesh, you don't have enough to give ma'aser, you're in the bechina of ayin rabba, you don't have nevach. So what do you do? How can mashwas in the Rambam? La'olam, less than this, and even if you're misanshman of staka, you should still scramble whatever you could to give at least total amount in the course of the year. This is just a shekel. David and Yaakov, yeah.
We lessened it from half a shekel.
So that's exactly what did they do? How did it correspond? I'm not sure. They alludes to a gemara that they changed the midos. So it, however it worked, they did something.
The value of a shekel.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I think the
quarter
Yerushalmi
from
how they did the midos, I think.
So how to come at it? Is the same as Shekel of Moshe Rabbeinu, or
I'm
more?
I'm not totally sure.
The Gemara talks about it. I forget the where the Gemara is. Yeah.
Are we patterning after Moshe? Like how much?
It's like some way it's patterned after. That seems a bit mefreshim is saying, the Rishva is saying, but it also has a larger context. In other words, maybe you could say that even giving to the Shkalim was a getter stuck in some form. But we are now, we're taking it beyond the limited context of giving to Beis Elokeinu, giving to Bedek HaBayis. It's going on stuck.
Because there are anathemas between Machzor Shekel and Tzedakah, so...
Yeah, of course, of
so
course.
So how far do we take the... How far do we take it?
I don't know how far I'll take it, but... This much is seen in the Gemara, that it's it becomes a chov, just like Nehemiah established it as an obligation. So it comes out an interesting thing. It's like the Chachamim can be koveya, as Ram is putting it. Without this, you haven't fulfilled tzedakah. This becomes a bare minimum. Over the course of the year, you get to this point, you'll be fine, and Mistam it will, because it'll add up. As we'll see in the next Gemara, things add up. So Lishana, the course of the year. Forget the name of this website. There's a website that I forget. I should join. I should really join it. That they give every day $1 a day. You know, heard such a thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's it called?
Daily giving.
Daily giving. Very nice. Beautiful. You give a day, and meanwhile, it's more than you. By the time they need $365, you give it. But Lamaisa, you're really, you feel like every day there's stuck a given on your behalf. It's a beautiful thing. You should have to feel the connection to it, but it's an opportunity. You'll see the Gemara later, giving before davening is an Indian. The idea of having every day daily tzedakah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thought. And here the idea of over the course of the year, you have this shlishis shekel. Yeah.
Rabbeinu Gershon says that Mavodas Elokeinu is the Hayinu tzedakah. He learns differently than
Tosfos. The Hayinu tzedakah. It is tzedakah. Not a Koshkin tzedakah. Interesting.
He's based on
what?
Only his base LRP.
Avodas Elokeinu, but we can pass it. I don't know. Interesting. Okay, next Gemara. Amar. So now based on this, we mentioned this pasuk. But Amar Ravasi, this was Ravasi, and Ravasi said further based on the same diuka pasuk. Shkula tztaka keneged kol mitzvahs. Tztaka has a certain weight. You know, we have certain ideas that mitzvahs, certain mitzvahs are just not all mitzvahs. You could say are equated equal. There's certain inyan that. We know, and it's said about other mitzvahs as well, that certain mitzvahs are shkua keneged, tzitzis keneged, Shabbos keneged, tzitzis keneged. So this Gemara talks about tzedakah as having a certain merit, keneged kol mitzvahs. And how do we get it? Shneimar v'amado leinu mitzvahs. Again, it becomes not just a far-fetched rush, you ask how far do you take it. Here you see, mamash, he's taking it more than you would have thought. That this becomes now a way of showing that tzedakah is mamash keneged kol mitzvahs. What are you going to say, Danny?
No, just going back on the previous.
Yes,
sort of mentioned. What exactly is the kol shekein?
Why is it kol shekein tzedakah? What do you think?
I also don't know.
What name may you think? Basically,
Yaakov
is Sedeshah. What? What is it, Kosik?
We thought maybe in Seder that if Sukkos had your Kol HaMitzvos,
So if it's on the same pasuk and on the next line, so if for a bizal kin you have to give a third, so kosher kin for stucker, it's the next gemara, but that's because we know it's going on stucker. Now we say it's kol mitzvah, but you have to stress to say how you know it applies to stucker too. Before you can say it's connected to mitzvah, you have to first say that lies within this pasuk lies the union of stucker as well, and then you can say mitzvahs. No one says in the back, Pshat in the kosher cane. Mashal, Maram, no. There is a mashal here. He says, Ayim na'ad mishlusha shekel, avgadu'in karbonos yimi chatsi shekel. Karbonos is chatsi shekel, v'choshana. Here, stok adam yitzeh kdushas bedek habayis, kdushas damim. Kdushas damim is shlusha shekel. So he makes the connection between karbonos. Even though I don't know what to answer, the pasuk right afterwards, if you look in Nehemiah, I quoted for you, it sounds like it has to do also with karbanos, minchas atamid, and so on, so I don't know. But he says, for bedek habayis, shlishas hashekel, for karbanos, for tumas alishka, chatsi shekel. And this is more similar. But again, that's the kosher cane. What's the kosher cane? Don't know. On the other statement that we just read, Shkuotzak Neged Kol HaMitzvah, so we're on the Mashar read, he says, the Gemara says later, Malam Einav Natsdaka is like an Avodah Vodazara. The Gemara has a statement later. If you have a chance to stuck and you look the other way, it's like, it's Gemara's dash is Belial, Bavcha Belial, it's considered like Vodazara. And he explains, you look as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to repay you. Hashem is going to repay you. And if you think that from your tzedakah, it's not gonna, you're not gonna, Hashem's not gonna repay. It's like a kofar be'ikar. If you don't want to acknowledge the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hashgacha in the world, that's how he learns it. I happen to have a sefer at home, which I remembered it, and I brought it. Rav Volbi wrote many svarim, a lot of different types of topics. Rav Volbi wrote a sefer called HaMitzvos HaShgulos. That's the name of his sefer. He worked on it, and he has a tochen in Yonim, which he discusses the different mitzvos HaShgulos, Shev mitzvos HaShgulos, and his mahalach in each one. Staka, Tzitzis, Tshuva, Kedusha, Bismillah. Okay, and he has a whole mahalach. I didn't go through the whole sefer, but he talks about staka. So in his parak, at the end of the parak on staka, he explains that, I just read the last paragraph, the idea of staka connected kol mitzvah is in two perspectives. Number one, it shatters the avodah zara that a person might have for kesev zav. A person looks at money as if it's there, it's an extension of who they are, and you could say they worship money. So by being really apart with your money, it's breaking the avodah zarah of your connection to your money. And also it brings a person to valach lebidrachav, which Hashem is a nosin, Hashem gives, and you are modeling on Kadosh Baruch Hu by giving, and therefore it's the tzura of staka is keneged kol mitzvos. That's how he ends off in that chapter. Okay, so we have two statements of Rav Asi rooted in this pasuk in the Nechemiah. Let's continue along. And then they give you a simon that's often done, Gadol Migdash Moshe, but now we have a couple of statements. Amar Rav Elazar, Gadol Hamaase Yosem and Haose. The tchus of the one who causes others to give staka is greater than the one who gives staka himself. The Maase is the one who's kofal at staka, and he has a greater tchus. And the Raya is Shenemar Pasuk in Yeshaya, Bahaya Maisa Staka Shalom. What exactly is this pasuk about? And what is the raya? Look at Rashi. Maisav staka, Torah hama'asim es chavereyan. Notice the diuk according to Rashi is from the words ma'aseh staka, ma'aseh milashin ma'aseh, to cause others. Isui, right? And Rashi is emphasizing, why is it gadol? Rashi is Torah. Because the one who gives staka, it's easier than just the giving itself. The one who's collecting, there's a lot more effort that goes into it. You have to nudge this one and nudge that one, and maybe you suffer a little bit of illness along the way, you get rejected. But there's a lot, certainly there's Torah involved. So Rashi emphasizes that point. Torah hamasim eschavrei midlogsiv, and what's the deal from? V'ha'isa masat staka shalom. It doesn't say v'ha'isa tzedaka shalom. From Binu Gershom, it sounds like the diuk is from the other part of the pasuk. No. He says, Vavodas Hatzdaka Masahu. That's the Binu Gershom. So that's from the second half of the pasuk. Vavodas Hatzdaka. Right? Where's the pasuk? Shayelam Midbeis. Let's take a peek. Talking about ultimately things will turn better, things will get better. Ad ye'orel le'en ruach mimarum v'hayom midbar la'karmel le'yar yechashev karmel le'yar yechashev v'shachan ba'midbar mishpat v'stokah ba'karmel teshev v'haya maisa v'stokah shalom v'avoda satstokah hashkeit v'betach. By the way, it's also in our davening. Hashkeit v'betach. What do you have in davening? Yes, Shabbos Mincha, right. Nuchas shalom v'shalva v'hashkeit v'betach. Here it is. Hashkeit v'betach ad olam. Okay, so this is a raya that there's an inyan of being ma'asa. Where does the Rambam quote it? This inyan of ma'asa. Find the Rambam on this. Perek Yud, halacha vav. Lashon of Rambam is as follows: Hakofa acherim litin staka, yokofa others, u'ma'asa osan scharo gadol mischar hanosin. From the Rambam, you see, he's going to Rashi. He doesn't quote the whole passage. Vavodas Hatzdaka. Rambam is getting it from the Rashi, Ma'as Hatzdaka. In the Marie Korkis, commenting on the Rambam, he quotes this Gemara, of course. God Homas Yosem Naose. But then he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin Sadites. And the Lashon Gemara there is as follows. In Perek Chelek. Kol HaKofa Chaveru L'dvar Mitzvah. If you pressure somebody, you could say, to do a mitzvah, Mala olav akosav ki lasa. The pasuk considers if you would have done the mitzvah. So he has a diuk. It's mashma that the one who's ma'asa is greater or is the same. In that Gemara, mashma b'tfeilo. Your kofetz mal ki lasa. V'hacha kamar gadol ha'ma'asa yosem in ha'osa. So that's his kasha. Somebody quotes his kasha. Anyone have an answer? Yeah? You want to say it's only stuck? Interesting. But you might say Dvar Mitzvah. Other mitzvahs are only the same.
Well,
could be.
Recording the
Gemara,
he was recording the
Pasuk. Right.
Ma'asa is not
the
same
as Kfir. No, Ma'asa is Kfir. Ram's Russian is called Kofachem Witten Stucker. Ma'asa is Stucker. It's the same. He says, Lo Kashu Adadi, the Hassam Havi Ki'ilu Asa below Kfir. Interesting word. He says, there, it's as if you would have done it below Kfir. The imkain gadahu min ha'osa, ki ha'osa osa osa bikfiya, va'kofa malana kasav ki wasami atzum v'lo kfiya. You first someone else. So they, right, they were pressured. And since, right, so therefore you have a higher madrega. Ha'kofa malana ki wasami atzum v'lo kfiya. That's where you're higher. Because the one who was pressured was only doing adi kfiya. So therefore, if you're Maila, if Kilasa, your Kilasa is by definition greater than the one who was pressured. Because Kilasa means as if you did it without Kfiya. And the person who's pressured has a chesar in his Maisa Mitzvah, right? Because his Maisa Mitzvah was done because he took someone to nudge him to do it. And you get Tzchar, Kilasa. The Kilasa, by definition, is a Kilasa below Kfiya. So it's God. That's his Tzchar. That's his Teretz. You hear the Teretz? Okay. Vaiter, the Gemara Vaiter. Now the Gemara brings in this connection another pasuk that we had earlier, and the Gemara is just, you know, sort of attaching it to what we just said, and says it's basically like this: a person who's pressured to do tzedakah. So really, there's a way to think about it. It could either go for tzedakah, or there could be other consequences. Zacha, if you have a schus, halo parois laroi blachnecha. This is of course from Yeshayin of Torah Yom Kippur that we had earlier in the Amud. That's a schus, that you could give the money and go for tzedakah. Lo zacha, then vaniyah merudim tavi bayis. Now, really, that pasuk, that's the pasuk again in Yishayin and Ches, the pshuto shel mikra is what? Let's go look at again that pasuk in Yishayin and Ches. It's all going on what you're going to do. The schus that you're going to have is, what does Hashem want you to do? Hashem wants you to not to just bang your chest and fast, but rather, Pasuk Zayin, Halo Faros, Lo Re'ev Lachnacha, V'aniyim Merudim Tavi Bayis. What should you be doing? You should be giving bread to the hungry, And vanim merudim. Merudim means that they're down, they're suffering, they're crushed. You should bring them to your house. You should invite in people who are unfortunate, have problems. Kisir mechisiso. The Gemara is taken a little differently. If you're zoche, then the fulfillment is you're going to be the mitzvah tzedaka. Lo zacha, then vanim merudim tavi bayis. Rashi, kimo'or besichi, right? What's the hayo kasher torid? Right. What does it mean? For Rakta Ulo, you're mitzdayer. Rashi says, when you're mitzdayer, and he's coming too hard on you, then you'll be able to lift the burden off of you. So, people were suffering. So, what does he mean? What is he trying to say? Lo zacha, then what's going to happen? The consequences won't be good. Right. Now, amalu rabu ben machusa. There'll be problems. Staka creates shalom. In the world, all around, there'll be less turmoil in the world, there'll be less instability. Rabbi told his people, and where he was in Mechuzah, Matus Minaychu, I beg you, Usu Ba'adi Adadi. Pressure each other, push each other to give staka. Ki Echa D'Rabbi L'Chushram Mechuzah. So things will be stable. So if you want stability in the world, then staka will be a way to get there. The Amrav Elazar, this is another statement, again, talking about the alternative. If tzedakah is not given, what can happen? And bizman shebeis hamigdash kayam, adam shokel shiklo miskapelo. Tzedakah has a quality of being mechaper, and the shekel, here we're talking about connecting to the, right, to beis hamigdash. You see, again, a lot of parallels. Shiklo is for the base of Mikdash, Baksa Shekel, Mistam, right? And Miskapelo, because the Karbanos ultimately bring Kapara. Achshav, She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Im Osim Staka Mutav, great, and meaning there'll be a Kapara through Staka. Staka parallels giving for Karbanos, quality of Kapara. The Imlav, if you don't give Staka, Boin Obdi Kachavim V'notrim Bizroa, the money will be taken by force from the non-Jews, and that money will go there. The afa pikein nechshav lehen litzdak, but it still has a certain element of kapara as well. It's a certain form of tzedaka too, but not ideally. Shenem avo noksayich tzedaka. Again, it's a different pasuk of Torah. The noksayich something for kutezeich shalom noksayich tzedaka. Those who pressure you. Again, it's a drasha. The noksayich tzedaka. This idea that the nations of the world take Jewish money, as was happening throughout history, our history, our money was taken, looted. There's an element of tzedakah. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? Meiri has an interesting thought here. A few things he says. On this Gemara, it says as follows. Tzarech Adam lahayres atzmo ala tzedakah. V'shelo yikse be'enav achisan mamona. This Gemara is trying to emphasize how important it is for a person to give tzedakah and not to fight the Yitzhahara that tells you, hold on to your money. V'yizkor, shebebizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, hayinosin shiko miskapelo. Achshav hatzedakah omedes lo b'mkomo. So that tzedakah stands in place of the money that was given for karbanos. There's a kapara aspect. The isbone shekol adam meusad linakos memonu misamar tashchores. Everyone has to give money for taxes anyway. So who should you give the best your taxes ideally to? To the government? Who do you want to give the taxes to? The one who gave you so much. We get services provided to us from the municipality, from the city, from whoever. You pay your taxes. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gomel chesed all the time. He gives us so much. So the tzedak is a way of saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's my little contribution to you for all you give me. That's the perspective he's trying to say. Everyone gives a little bit of taxes. You have to pay taxes. So you pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give tzedak, that's giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu his, so to speak, his taxes. The achas shekein roilutin chelko mishigmolo kol tubo b'simcha b'tuv levav. She'im yechsa mamono l'chvodo, if you give up your money for Hashem's honor, af hu biyadu l'ashrimo, Hashem can always replenish. the enel mishtad el harbas mamono. If all you do is try to give yourself more money, kama dubim yesh lemakom. What is a dove? Beers. And all kinds of obstacles, all kinds of other things can happen. The derech ha'or amru. It's a way of inspiration. They say zacha. If you are zocha, then the loss of money will go for what? Chisarn mamona ho'chanir. Then whatever money ends up, the expenditures will go to help the poor. Lo zacha umas olam bo'os v'nosus b'zvela. That's the way I'm trying to emphasize, because ultimately people pay taxes anyway, or pay other things, and all kinds of expenses, let it go to for tzedakah. Then he says something else interesting. He says, Yesh mefarshim ozeh mashe kasav nebinyan isri atzedakah shabike nechshav lehem letzedakah shab gvanas hamas kishunos nebinyan manas yesh butzat tzedakah. Interesting. If you give taxes honestly, there's a certain element of tzedakah to it. How is that? Sheminaka chel kanin. Because there's once more money is collected, so then there's less others have to give those taxes. And then you're, in a way, indirectly helping them the amount. If you give more, okay, I know what you're going to say in terms of political science dimension to this. I don't know where you want to stand on the spectrum. This is what he says, distribution of wealth, you know. Or another way to look at it is mitoch kach nosim panav vaniy misrachim. If the people who have more money give more money, and then they'll be able to let the poor have less taxes to pay. Again, I'm not getting it to take my side on this, but that's a perspective of the Me'iri. You can always share it with your liberal friends if you want. That's good. The Yesh Mefarshim, there's another pshat. No, there's another pshat, which is also interesting. So nechshav lehem letzedakah like this. Kishemekablin osa b'simcha b'sovlim ol galusam l'chvod Hashem. In other words, the Jewish suffering, as it manifested itself in money being taken away from the Jews, if you accept that as a gzadin min hashamayim, then there's a kapara. So the kapara can come through giving tzedakah. Kapara can come when a person suffers loss of money, which is obviously an onesh, if you will, and a person recognizes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din, Tzedek HaDin, in a way that's just for money, hopefully not for anything worse than that, so that becomes a kapara too. And in that vein, I mentioned a very interesting base, Halevi and Chumash, which I can just give you some remark. And Parshas Toldos on the story of Rivka telling Yaakov that he has to go out and get Shtei Kidoi Izim Tovin, and he should take the brachas from Esav. So the base Halevi and Chumash says, based on a medrash, that the Lashon HaMedrash he brings is Tovim means Tovim Lecha v'Tovim Banecha. Tovim Lecha, through that you get the brachas. V'Tovim Banecha sh'al yadan miskapel lehem b'yom ha'kipurim. Echad Hashem echad l'azazel. What in the world does this have to do with Yom Kippur? Sar l'Hashem sar l'azazel. What's connection? So he goes into all richas. Why does Rivka need Yaakov to get the brachas for? And after all, why did Yitzchak want to give the brachas to Esav? And after all, these brachas don't seem to be brachas of ruchnias, they seem to be brachas of gashmi, as he tells Chalkim, Tal Shemaim. At the end of the parasha, Yitzchak gives bracha to Yaakov, knowing he's Yaakov. He says, Birkas Avram, Eretz Kenan, Wishchas Eretz Megurecha. So he says an interesting idea. These brachas are gashmis. And Kal Yisrael don't necessarily need gashmis per se. But the answer is, there are two advantages to having the privilege of having brachos of gashmias. One is you can call the Sar Lashem, and that is the Sar Lazazel. And what does that mean? The Sar Lashem is that if you have physical blessings, material blessings, and you choose to give it to tzedakah, that's a bechin of Sar Lashem, and that's a kapara, because you have the blessing and you channel it to give it to good causes for tzedakah. And that's one reason why, even though we don't need to have money per se, what matters is ruchnius, but if you can take the money and channel it for ruchnius and give it to aniyim and support Torah and support aniyim, that's what Hashem wants. That's one reason why it can be a blessing and good to have material blessings. That's Sar Hashem. And the other aspect of kapara is what you can consider the Sar Lazazel. And that's this Gemara that says, the imlav boyen of gacham benotrim bizroa, and nevertheless, nechshav lehem tzedakah. Namely, that if the money gets taken by umas ha'olam over the course of galus, so if the etzem, it doesn't belong to us, it's not magia lanu, then you can't call it a kapara, because it really belongs to Esav to begin with. But if it's really Shaykh the Kai Yisrael, the brachas are real be'etzem ours, and then he's taking it, so it's gzeila, so to speak. Then it's really, then it becomes a kapar, that it was taken from us, what's magia lanu, and that's the goof of why it can be considered a kapara when the money gets taken, because therefore Rivka wanted Yaakov to be zocha in the brachas, either to be a Sar Hashem or to be a Sar Hashem. It's a very beautiful piece. You can look at it, but it's all connecting to this very Gemara that we're reading right here. So various ways to understand this Notrin Bezroa and Nechshav Lehem Litzdaka. Someone had a question. I don't remember who.
I remember you started touching upon it when he was talking about how, like, the government, like, so Mihir is alluding to the fact, like, I mean, it doesn't say explicitly, but, like welfare would be considered Tzedakah, Ki'ilu, like, because we get taxes and they use that to help Aniyim. He says
that the reason why it could be one of the pshatim in the Meiri was that when you give the money for the taxes, that's Tabiga Chavim, then the Aniyim have more money by them. Either because there's a quota of money that has to be collected, and if more is collected, then less has to be collected after that, and therefore the Aniyim ends up being able to hold on to more of their money. Or because you could say that once they're appeased with what you gave, they won't bother the rest of the Jews. They used to be tax, you know, they used to be like a Jew tax, right? They used to go take whatever amount from, you know, the communities. So if those who have more wealth give the government officials more, then it spears the Aniyim from having to give more because the money is already accounted for.
Well, I'm asking, like, more or less, is that nowadays a lot of the money, some of the money we give actually goes to Aniyim, people who can't afford healthcare.
Oh, I see. So it's directly. Okay, so you want to put another spin on this Gemara, maybe. There's also, I mentioned the Rush we had earlier, and we had a sugya of taxes. Remember the Rush? The Rush explains over there that the, and what did Rush say? That the misim that we give is what protects us. It gives us a little bit of more protection. So there's a benefit that comes from that. Okay, so a lot of different interesting layers of interpretation to this Gemara. Born of Gacham Notum Bezroa, and nevertheless, Nechshav Lehem Litzdaka. Amar Rava. Now Rava has the following, another statement, in Yannis Binyan Tzedaka, and this is going to segue into some things that sort of go off in another direction, but it starts off with a statement having to do with Tzedaka. Rava said the following. Hamilsa, the following statement, which I'm going to quote, Ishtoi li ula mishagesh or chase bi'ime mishmeid Rava Laza. Rava Laza was mentioned just before in a different context of Tzedaka. Rava is giving you a statement that ultimately was traced to Rava Laza, but it was reported to him by, and this name is very interesting, ula mishagesh or chase bi'ime. Now, not to be mistaken with the ula of Kalashas, ula. Ula, here Rashi says, means a child, a kid, a youngster, you could say. And his name, his infamous name, was that he, and he's really, it's like a nickname. And Rashi learns, see the other ways to learn it, it's Rav Sheshes, who was called Olel, like a kid, Meshagesh Darche Imo, that he caused his mother to behave in a somewhat deviant manner. And that's going to be a story that's coming up, probably we'll do that. We'll get that to that eventually. Because of a certain discussion, probably won't get this till tomorrow, a whole discussion, Binyane Mitzora, Tumas Mitzora. So based on that story that's playing out, someone was Nenash, this other person was Nenash, and there was the mother, according to Rashi, of Rav Sheshes, who was begging him to daven for the other person to have a refuah, and he wasn't so complying until she did something to trigger him to realize that he should be mochel, and therefore, according to Rashi, it was Rav Sheshes' mother, and therefore this person, Rav Sheshes, got this nickname, strange, that Rava is referring to him as the one who was Mishagesh or Chasid Ime Garam, that she had to do something which a little bit was not typical in order for him to, you know, to relent and to give what she wanted him to do. Okay. But meanwhile, what is the statement that was told to Rava? That's, you know, stuck. What is it? Maidachsiv. What is the meaning of the pasuk in Yeshaya? We're back to Yeshaya again. Yeshaya Nuntes. Vayobash staka kashiryan. And now he has a whole drasha, lo malach. And again, let's get our bearings. It's always good to have familiarity, if we can chaperbein a little bit more of Navi, derech agav, the back door. Okay, let's do it. So this is Nuntes and Yeshaya, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepping in, saving Klal Yisrael when things don't look very good, things look bleak. So the pasuk right before the pasuk quoting in the Gemara, Vayilbash, is the following. Vayar ki ein ish, vayishtomim ki ein mafgia. There's nobody there to step in to help Klal Yisrael. Things are difficult. There's a dark period. And now Hashem wants to save us. He reaches out because nobody else is doing it. Hashem's own staka steps in and saves the day. And the next pasuk. Now, Pashab Shat, we're not talking about mitzvah staka at all. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu making things right again. Lashna pasuk. Vayilbash tzedaka kashiryan. So he wore staka, means justice, you could say. Lashna metzudas. Lefisha Yoshia es Yisrael. The Yasa imahem tzedaka. The Yasa nakam ba'umos. So what Hashem is doing now is saving Klal Yisrael and taking revenge against the nations of the world. That's why the image is of a gibor going to milchama. So the images of this pasuk are all images of a warrior. So what is a shiryon? A shiryon is it's like a shield, right? A shield, a malbush asu mibarzel. It's a pieces of metal, sheets of metal that are struck together, and you wear it in war. That would shield you from me'akras cherev v'chanisas mitzvusiyu. In other words, if they're gonna, what do we call it in English? Is there a particular name? I don't know. But what?
Armor,
right? Coat of armor, right? Exactly. So vayilbash, Hashem is now being compared to an ish milchama. So he's wearing tzedakah, meaning that the tzedakah he's going to do for Klal Yisrael, kashirian, like this sheet of armor. The chova Yeshua beroso, this is the helmet. Now, you all know this from Anam's Miros. There's a good book on Anam's Miros. So there's an expression in Anam's Miros, a line. What is it, line? Chavash. And most people don't know where to pause, right, when they say that line. What do they usually pause because of the song? Chavash Kova. Yeshua Barosho. Incorrect, right? Not correct. What's the expression? Chavash means he wore. Chavash is to wear. Chavash Kova Yeshua Barosho. Right, he put on his head Chova Yeshua. That's this pasuk. The Chova Yeshua Berosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stepping in, wearing, so to speak, a shield of armor, of metal armor, and he's wearing a Chova Yeshua Berosha. Vayilbash bigdei nakam tilboshes, and garments of revenge. Vayad kami ilkina. He's adorning himself with all the clothing that are embodying the idea of taking Klal Yisrael's cause up, Ka'al Gemuos, Ka'al Yishalim, Chema Letzav Gemul, Oyevav Le'im Gemul Yishalim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in and saves Klal Yisrael. A few psukim later, again in that book they talk about it, Uvo Letzion Goel, Le'ishav Pesha B'yakum Ne'um Hashem. Vanizos Berisiosam, now you know where it's from, Nun Tes and Yishai, went a lot of psukim today. Uvo Letzion Goel, this is the ultimate Geula. And we say this in a davening. Votzi and Goel, Shafesh Yaakov, Nim Hashem, Vanizos Berisi, Osam, Rashem, Luchesh, Alecha, Uverish, Esam, Vicha, Uimushim, Picha, Pizarecha, Pizarecha, Mesh, Meatav, Yad Olam. That's the end of Kapitul Nuntes in Yeshai. Okay? And then Vata Kaddish is, of course, a different pasuk in Tehillim. The Karazel Zabi Omar is in Yeshai again. But this is where you have the image of Kadosh Baruch Hu coming like a warrior. So, now, the drasha was as follows. Tzedakah can be taken al derech drush, referring to tzedakah. Tzedakah is the union of giving tzedakah. And tzedakah is compared to this metal sheet of armor, right? So now, vayilbash tzedakah kashiryon, why is tzedakah compared to that? Lo malach, mas shiryon zeh. Kol klipa uklipa mitzterefes l'shiryon gadol. Those, I guess this thing was consisting of a lot of different small pieces of metal that were connecting, and then you have, I don't know exactly how they made this, this armor sheet, but it was a lot of different pieces that was stuck together, and then it became this huge protection. So true, af tzedakah, kol pruto pruto mitzdevres l'cheshbon gadol. That's one drasha, that Rav Elazar's drasha. Rabbi Chanina amar mehacha. He has a different pasuk in Yeshaya. Here the context isn't as pleasant. Uchebeged idim kochid kosenu. This is actually looking at our good deeds and looking at saying it's worth a shmata. It's not really very much. What is this? Where's this pasuk? Yishayi samach dalid. Let's look at that. This is as follows. Samach dalid. Oh, so he talks about. That's the famous pasyasu machakelo. But then it says, "Vanechata b'hem olam v'nivasher v'anhicha tamei kulanu." That's the pasuk begins. We have no tzaddikim. What do we have left? Very little left. The tzaddikim are gone. Uchebeged idim kotzid kosenu, and all our righteous deeds are kebeged idim, like a rag of a garment. They say here in the Mitzudas, Kebeged Edim, Kohat Stokastan Osim Hema Kebeged Baloi Usmartutim, like a worn out rag. Ke'ena Midas Shreim Rakles Yahir. When we do things, we do it for ulterior motives. Kebeged Edim, Inyan Mufsir Baloi, something very worn out. Rashi says it's Milashin, Od means like to remove, Russian sar, synonymous with to remove. It's like something disgusting, repulsive, that you would say, get rid of it. That's what Rashi says. Okay, either way, meanwhile, we're saying kotzit kosenu is like beged idim, vanovel ka'ole kulanu, next pasuk continues, va'avonenu karuach yisa'unu, and then it says, ve'en kor v'shimcha, mis'or me'al hasik bach, we have this in our Rosh Hashanah, slichas, our Rosh Hashanah. Nobody's calling out, ki starta fanachamimenu, patimugenu, biadavunenu, and then another pasuk which you should be familiar with, although we haven't said it in a while, ba'ata Hashem avinu ata, anachnu hachomer, ba'ata, yitzvenu umasa yadcha, kulanu. Where's it from? The long tachnun. We haven't said it in a while. We'll say it, maybe not this Thursday. So it won't be next week. We'll say, okay, ba'ata Hashem avinu ata, depending on what you hold, right, with the here, sweat, it goes by dollar. Okay. Okay. Anyway, this is Yeshaya. This is all talking about the fact that we're weak. We don't have much to speak about. We don't have much to be proud about. Meanwhile, there's a drasha here. Uchebeged idim kotzid koseinu. Says Rav Chanina, right? Ma beged zeh. Just as when you have a beged, every strand, every thread, so together with the other thread, you get a large beged, af sedaka. Same message. Kol pruto pruta mitzterefes l'cheshbon gadol. So both of these drushes have to do with the idea that a pruta is a pruta. It's also a mitzvah, but it's not just a pruta itself. It's the idea that ultimately it all adds up. The Cheshbon Gadol, either the pasuk of Hayibah Staka Kisirion, the mashal used of the metal sheet of armor, or the mashal used of Beged Eden. Look at Rashi, Mishagesh, Lashin, Mohuma, Bishigon, make her a little bit perdrate, a little bit strange, crazy. Klipa, Maila Velaz, male, I don't know, male. Uche Beged Eden, Kotzit, because maybe it's another definition of male. Shane, what?
That's the armor.
Male's armor.
It's like chain armor.
Oh, so very good. So it matches the old French Rashi. Okay. Uchabeget idim kotzit kosenu kilomar af kotzit kosenu nim asu machmas vish. Rashi takes the idea of the pasuk. Our tzedakos are repulsive. Machmas vish enu kibeget maus. Here Rashi consistent with Rashi in Yeshaya. Shadam misiro me'olav. But you don't see it though in this Rashi. But Rashi. Oh, Rashi does it here too. Yeah, idem kim tagminan vayosar. Rashi says ba'adi to remove. V'chein made beged biyom kara. Okay, mikol makom. Either way, makish tzedaka lebeged sidkas tzaddikim lebeged hagun. In other words, so this is our the people who are not tzaddikim. For them, it's a beged idem. For tzaddikim, it's going to be good. So this is tzedaka. Okay, there's a very well known famous Rambam it's worth mentioning in this connection. This idea of ko beged o beged or ko minim v'nima and ko pruta pruta, the famous Rambam in Avos, which is kedai to have and to know. The Mishnah says at the end of the third parak in Pirkei Avos that, among other things, the things Rabbi Akiva was the Bala Meimra, if I'm not mistaken. So it starts by saying, a ko tzofe v'shesus n'suna, that's the idea that Bechira and Yediyah are not a contradiction. Hashem knows everything, but you have free will. Betuva olam nidon, it's another point. And then Hakol fi rov hamaisa. What does Hakol fi rov hamaisa mean? So Rashi, the Rambam has an interesting kashat. Acha kach omar. This is halfway down. If you have your, I'm not sure which translation they use here, but either way, maybe it's kapach. Shach ma'ilos lo yagilu adam fi rov godo hamaisa. A person's attaining status through mitzvahs is not a function of how great the deed was, but more not quality but quantity. Afrivrov misbar hamaisim. In other words, how many times do you do it? The repetition of a maisim mitzvah is what ingrains it into your nature. So a person can do a great deed, but if it's not done consistently, it's not going to have the same impression and impact as if you do something, even if it wasn't quite as great in its own right, but you do it repetitively. The husha milos omnam yagil bekifu hamaisim hatovim pamim rabos. When you repeat something many, many times, the imze yagia kinyan chazak, it becomes more of an acquisition. Lo kishiyasa adam po echad gadol mipulas atovos. So sometimes you think you can be the hero, you do the one deed, and suddenly you think that you're transformed. It doesn't always work that way. The transformation is sakeres echatas avaboke, sakeres echatas avaboyim, right? The tmidus, the consistency. Not the one-time heroic act, but the plugging your way at something and making it a kinyan of who you are. Kibazel levado, from the fact that you do it something once, and it's a great act, lo yagia lo kinyan chazak. V'hamashal bo, now he's a mashal of tzedakah. So one person gets tremendous amount of tzedakah, elef zuhuvin. Meanwhile, other people are looking for tzedakah and you don't give. He gave a lot of money. It won't create the same inculcated trait of generosity in this giving of an elav zuvim to one person, as much as you'll have kemosh magia l'mishes nadiv elav zuvim be elav pa'amin. So there was 1,000 gestures of tzedakah, and it was each one was only one coin, but it was 1,000 gestures. V'nasa kol zal mehem al tzad hanedivus nishezek kefel ma'is hanedivus elav pa'amin v'igil lo kinyin chazak. So you had it and then you lost it. But here you're constantly reinforcing. You're constantly reinforcing the gesture of stuck. The chain the Torah. Ein schar mishapada asur the mea dinarim. That's pidyon shvuyim. O asur stuck al anib mea dinarim. Shudei machsoro. Kamo shapada asara isarim. O hishim chisarim asara niyim. Ko echad basar dinarim. I think it's a nice maramakam in connection to the Gemara we just read. The co-prutu putim is derefes. The tzirf is not just that you got a large sum of money, but the tzirf isn't within you. You're the mitzari. In the one who's doing it, the idea is that you have all these gestures of a pruta, Mr. Refes, the tzirf becomes a cheshman gadol because it also makes you that much more of a giver. Okay. This next Gemara is going to be a challenge for us. Nefesh Hashem will do it well. We have to have a little bit of background on how much it did, a little bit, but you have to know a little bit about the basics of the hierarchy of Avos HaTumos. You look in the Mishnah, just a little, 2 minutes, background information. You look in the Mishnayos in the beginning of Kalim. I think I once did this in the Junzman a long time ago. We did the first 5 Mishnayos of Kalim and the 5th Perek of Zavin, which are really Kalim of Tumah B'Tayra. It's Kedai to learn it. So you have a hierarchy of Avos HaTumos, and it describes how each one has a level higher than the other. So if you have, I didn't bring my Kalim with me, but you look there, you'll see how it works. And there's something called Tumas Magda, Tumas Masa. Masa means hanose. If you're noseya and avela, there's a level of tumah that you become an avat tumah as well. And then there's kibas begadim that's described there. Kibas begadim means what you're wearing, and probably pashtes atosis are going to hold if you're touching begadim as well. That's an avatum. An avatum is mitame adam mekele. If a rishon tumah can only mitame what? Ochin umashkin. Right. So then we have in the hierarchy of Avos Atumos mentions Mitzora. Mitzora, there's as follows. You have the stage initially, with a Mitzora. Then you have an initial stage with some of the severity of Hilchos Saras begin to lessen. That's the beginning of Pashas Mitzora when he brings the birds. And he's still tummy for another 7 days. And he needs another Kibbutz Begadim after that. But that's called a Mitzvah Mesi Puro. In other words, he's already on his way to becoming Tohar, but he's still Tameh. And the halacha is he's still considered an Avatum. And the question is, how do you know? To me, Tameh Adam Mekalen. And there's another halacha by Mitzvah, he's Mitameh Bibia. Rashi calls it Ba'oel. It's a really difficult Rashi. It's not exactly the same thing as Oel. It's similar, but not exactly the same. So we'll just get that. But we have to Pasha read the Gemara, get our background before anything else. And hopefully that will become clear from Rashi, from Tosis. We'll be able to get through it and get from Yedias and these in Yanim that you don't usually think about. You weren't Caleb. Yeah.